No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today I want to answer a question from a small segment of my overall workspace, listenership, people I know stuff population. And that's comics writers, comics producers, whether it's digital comics or print comics or wherever. They have publishing questions too, and they're just as valid as the novelists and the screenwriters and the playwrights and all that. So let's answer a comic question today. And it's this: can you really call a comic writer a writer? I'm making air quotes. The writer already has it easier than the artist, so we're already making a distinction between the person drawing and the person doing the words. And a comic writer barely has to write anything for the artist to work off of, unlike a novelist who has to work really hard writing chapters that convey the story. Okay, that's... Oh, well, that's a... I don't want to say it's a dumb question, but it's not the... Yeah, I guess it's kind of a dumb question. Here's why. A writer, whether they're writing a comic or whether they're writing a screenplay or whether they're writing a novel or a TV show or whatever, a writer using words is a writer. It's the same thing. It might not be the same amount of words, but we don't win just based on who sets the high score for word count, right? And it might not be the same kind of words. People who write screenplays have to write stage directions. And people who write words and bubbles and comics and things don't have to write those. But if you are working with words at all, in any medium, in anything, you're a writer because a writer writes. That's it. You don't have to. You don't want to keep making all these artificial little like bubbles. Oh, comics writers are over here and screenplay writers are over there and playwrights are over here and novelists here, because then you can even subdivide it further. Oh, you're a novelist and you're writing a romance novel, and you're a playwright and you're writing a one-act play, and you're a TV writer and you're writing a spec script. You can subdivide everything until the cows come home. It won't get you anywhere. It doesn't matter. Like, it's a waste of an exercise, because a writer writes, and a writer is a writer is a writer is a writer. And to suggest that somebody who's doing some writing somewhere isn't a writer because they're not working very hard, or they, what's the question say, barely has to write anything, that's just dumb. Who it's okay. Look, let's think about this in broad terms. If I record this podcast episode and it is, wake up numbers, 4.5 minutes long, does that make me less of a podcaster than the, you know, history podcast I listen to that's 41 minutes long? Because I've done episodes on this, you know, you can get episodes in the podcast feed that are an hour plus long. So I must be a real podcaster only on those times where I upload long, giant chunks of audio. That's what you're saying here, that the amount of words is the most determining factor for whether or not you are a writer. What that question overlooks, what that question ignores, is the idea that you only have a tiny-ass little space, and you have to be precise in your language to fit your language in that tiny-ass little space. That's hard to do. Ask any writer who writes impressionistically or writes with a layering process where they're trying to say the most expressive thing in a short number of words because they got to keep the story moving. It's not about quantity. And, like, I don't understand where you got that impression. oh, I have all the words, I'm doing more real writing. Who cares? Some of the most impactful lines in any media, fiction, television, prose, whatever, are short. I love you, I know, is a two-sentence, five-word exchange in Star Wars that, like, is a whole giant big deal. If you're, you know, just off the top of my head, there's a sentence in the Christian Bible that says, Jesus wept. Like, that's a big deal moment in the story. It doesn't, or just somebody saying no. That can be a huge impact in the story, and that writing is what matters, not how much you write. It's not like, you know, your bad guy squares off against your good guy, and your good guy says, well, allow me now to read 5,000 words about why I'm going to kick your ass. Sometimes you just say no, and then you throw a punch. Like, quantity of words, whether it's in comics or wherever else, doesn't matter in this level. You don't become a real writer because you write more. You're a writer because you're writing, and apparently comics, the world of comics is just fraught with, like, weird stuff. It's fascinating to me because I, for some reason in my head, I just thought comics people were chill, but oh no. Oh goodness. No. So yes, to answer your question, can you really call a comic writer a writer? Yes. And if you say no, go fuck yourself. It's pretty simple. Okay. Back to work. I'll talk to you tomorrow.